real quickly share your names. Father God, we come before you to say thank you, Father, for everything that you are doing for us, because we rejoice in it, Father. We thank you for this call, this telecommunicating sanctuary that we can call in the morning and hear a word. So we are excited, Father, that the message that you have planted in the heart of the messenger that we will receive this morning. We love and appreciate your sisters, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who you seeded this idea. And, Father, we so appreciate that you did it for us, because I know you had us in mind when you had this call a long time ago. You knew it was going to happen. We appreciate the Dennis DeLeon family. We rejoice in Artists International because, Father, you gave us a gift to help folks. And we appreciate that, Father. And we will continue to be ministers in the marketplace and glorify your name because, Father God, we know that you have us in mind when you talk about gifts and love and appreciation and your grace and mercy because you are the Alpha and the Omega. You know what's going to happen before it even happens, Father. So we're not going to worry about a thing. We are going to rejoice in whatever it is we're going through because we know we're going to come out shining in the end, Father. So we appreciate you, Father, Daddy. Listen, Satan, just so you know, we're not going to be distracted. We're not going to be annoyed. There's nothing that's going to happen as this call moves forward. So just go ahead and have a seat, and you too can get fed by the word. We love you, Father, and we will be ministers in the marketplace and represent you as shining stars. We close this prayer out. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'm going to turn the call over to our lovely host this morning. Hey, TMC family, go on out there and have a wonderful day. Yes, our host for today. Amen.
Good morning, Minister Bonita. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my sister.
There we go. Good morning and praise God for you. Amen. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware. And on behalf of the Master's Call family and Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom's greeting and sending you Jesus joy. And the Master's Call was founded October 25th in 2010, and we just celebrated a three-year anniversary. We just celebrated 3 years of being steadfast and immovable. We just celebrated 3 years of being family, fellowshipping, and I love what Ms. Benita said, a telecommunications sanctuary. Amen, amen. We are just excited what God is doing in all of our lives, and we're just excited because God is in charge, and we love what he is doing in the atmosphere for us all. We just thank you and receive it right now that there will be no hindrance, there will be no distraction, there will be nothing that will disrupt this call. I touch and receive that and declare and decree it to be so. And the Master's Call family was founded by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. We love to call her Mother Eagle because she stretches us and challenges us and gets us to reach our fullest potential. And we also have Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is the first ambassador of Artists International. And we love these women so affectionately because they listened to the mandate and they listened to God and said yes. And when they said yes, they followed his instructions to a T. God told them that he wanted a scripture reference for us to stand on. And that scripture can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So, Master's Call family, as you can see, we start this call walk in prayer. We end this call in prayer, and we encourage you to continue your day in prayer because we know when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. So we receive that in the matchless name of Jesus. And then God also gave them a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And as you know, with Minister Benita praying the way that she did this morning and the message that's going to come forth, we know that you will will be exactly that, enriched, empowered, and enhanced. And we have a website that you could go to, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that's www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And you can find the messages archived from the beginning of this call up until today. Well, actually yesterday. And if you want to hear a repeat of the call today, all you have to do is dial 712-432-1085 and use the same access code, which is 957-677-pound. And you may be on the call and say, God has been tugging on me to become a prayer intercessor. You may say, God has been tugging on me to greet the call, to be a hostess for the call, or God has given you a word that is in your belly and is ready to come out. Well, I encourage you all, family, to go ahead and email us and let us know. And you can also use that email for prayer requests, testimonies, praise reports, just to let us know what God is doing in your life. Amen? And that email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, that's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Well, after this call, be prepared to be motivated. Yes, the MMC call. They are going to talk about so many wonderful things going on with Artists International, especially the 90K in 90 days. I don't know about you, but I am excited with the possibilities and how we have faith knowing that God is and He will do all things. So jump on that call directly after this, 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. And that call is hosted by our beloved and dynamic platinum president, Dorothy Cook, out there in Houston, Texas. And you just never know who is going to be on that call, and you just never know what you're going to learn on that call. So I encourage you to call 530-881-1300 and use the access code 539-598-POUND. I have more announcements, and I'll give them to you at the end of the call, because I want you to get this message from this mighty, mighty man of God. And I just want to let you know that we are celebrating, because so many of us are on the call right now that the board is frozen. So if you can, if you hear some feedback, just know that if you hear feedback and what have you, just dial star six to mute yourself, and you'll hear it say call muted. We just want to make sure this word can come forth with clarity, and there's no interruption, there's no static, and there's no feedback. We already receive it in the name of Jesus, and we claim it in the name of Jesus, but we have to walk by faith and demonstrate the effort as well. But the board is frozen because there's so many people that are getting their daily blessing this morning. Amen? So we are just excited what God is doing in our lives. And our speaker today, Pastor Chuck Brown, the maestro, Pastor Chuck Brown, for the last 15 years has been delivering a message of faith, healing, and encouragement. And his word is always on time, and he speaks across the nation. And his unique teaching style and dynamic delivery has blessed thousands upon thousands upon thousands. He is young, however, he is mature in the word and has a balanced understanding of what God has for him. He is known for bringing clarity of the Word of God, and although his sermons are highly acclaimed, they're very effective, and they're applicable to the listener. He doesn't seek to speak over the heads of his audience, but rather to deliver the message the way that we all can understand it. He is also an author, and his book, Death of the Desperate Woman, is amazing. Go out Amazon and get you a book and read it and pass it on to somebody else. He is also known as the maestro because he is in the studio producing a CD, giving people the option also to use music that's closer to the Word of God. This man is a dynamic, powerful man of God, married to an awesome, powerful woman of God that he met while he attended Morehouse University, and she was right across the street at Spelman. So without further ado, I am going to bring to you Pastor Chuck Brown. Are you there, sir? And if you are there, push start 6 so we can hear what God has in store for you. But we always know that in the event that we have we can't get the speaker, we know that Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, she always has a word in her belly. So again, Pastor Chuck Brown, if you're there, push start 6 so you can come on the board and we can hear what God has to say through you. Amen. Well, I'm going to bring to you Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon.
Yeah, this is Pastor Vanessa. Good morning, good morning. Is Minister Robert on the line? She's to be prepared this morning.
Okay. Minister Robin, if you're on the line, please push star 6 so we can hear thus saith the word of the Lord. And I tell you, I'm calling everyone doctor this morning. Amen. Praise God. Minister Robin, she resides in New Jersey. She is also a powerful woman of God. She is our prayer intercessor. She is our prayer warrior. She is a mentor, a loving wife, a loving mom, and most of all, a devoted friend and a lover of the Lord. She has taught us how to pray. She has taught us how to increase our faith. And without further ado, Minister Robin, are you there? Minister Robin, push star 6 to unmute yourself. Well, one for one for the Holy Ghost. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Mother Eagle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know where she is this morning. She is our backup this morning, but that's okay. You know I'm always here and always ready to give a word from the Lord. Good morning, Master's Call family. We praise God for each and every one of you. We thank you, as always, for taking out the time to be with us. We thank Miss Benita for greeting all of you this morning. We praise God for her. And Miss LaShawn, we appreciate you being quick on your feet and hosting God's people. We always on this call know that it really is about the Master, and there always is a word from the Lord that he always has for his people. So we're just excited to have the opportunity to minister. Not sure where my other folks are, but that is all right. We're going to go on and just minister what is in our heart. Sorry about the boards. I'm not sure if you all hear any background noise. If you are on a line, if you make sure, if you're on the moderator line, to please star 6 yourself right now so that you will be muted out and don't leave the line open. Benita and LaShawn, my board has frozen, so I can't see this morning what's what. So that would help me out immensely if you all would go on and make sure you muted yourself out. I'm going to minister what I've been teaching to my church that's been on my heart and on my spirit. We're in this exciting time of Thanksgiving, and as we're approaching this season of allowing God to do some things in us, we've been talking about transparency to triumph, transparency to triumph. And I think I talked even last time when I was on about getting naked before God and fighting for your transformation, that God is trying to help us grow up in him, but we have to be for real with ourselves. You know, the line, to thine own self be true. So I'm going to talk a little bit more this morning about triumph, from transparency to triumph, fighting for your transformation. Last time we talked a lot about being transparent, and that everything starts with the truth. Transparency requires truth, keeping it real, to not faking it till you're making it, but when it's just you and Jesus, when we're hurting, to be able to say we're hurting because we're talking to the healer. If we're disappointed, to be able to say we're disappointed, but knowing that we're not down forever because we got a Holy Spirit, a paraclete inside of us, knowing that the journey to being triumphant is a battle. It's a valley. It's a walk. It's an up. It's a down. It's losing some battles. But knowing that we will not lose the war from transparency to triumph. You know, I've been around some people and, you know, just keep looking straight ahead if you're getting ready, getting dressed, driving, because we all know some folks that they have told a lie so long, they actually believe it now. They have repeated it so much on earth and in heaven that they have not allowed the truth of God to come in and change them. Well, we're going to talk today about not just coping, but learning to conquer. Not just coping, but learning to conquer. And see, with being transparent, with being truthful, it requires starting at the place called Alpha, starting at the place of the beginning. And we all know that with that mindset, we have to make up in our mind that no matter how jacked up this is, no matter how messed up it may appear, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to Ephesians 4:15, I'm going to speak the truth in love, knowing that the battle shall be won. See, we have great examples all through Scripture of people being handed a bad hand, unfair circumstances, being counted down and out. And we've watched God show up time and time and time again. I love the story of Joseph because it starts off with him being the child at an old age of his father. And for whatever reason, you know, some people preach the story of Joseph starting in Genesis 37 of saying he talked too much, that he shared a dream he shouldn't have shared. And then others will talk about the fact of the jealousy. And that's real too, because whenever you're coping, you'll have holy haters who won't like what God has promised you. And then for some of us, we weren't raised in that Bill Cosby home with a mother and a father, or even if we had a mother and father, it was highly dysfunctional, and we've had to still be transparent enough to allow God to do what he needed to do to get us to triumph. So I'm talking this morning about stop just coping, but we want to be conquerors. Well, what's the first thing I have to do, Dr. B? I know what the problem is. Help me with some solutions. Well, the first thing is that we have to realize that the Bible is real, and those basic instructions before leaving earth are what they mean. What do I mean by that? We have to go to the Word and write down and meditate, decree and declare on the Word that will give us the spiritual surgery that we need. What do you mean by that? Well, we know from Joshua 1:8 it tells us to meditate on the Word day and night, and that Word, it promises us that it'll make us prosperous and we'll have good success. Well, we're all on this line, and 99% of us are artist distributors desiring to be successful, desiring to be platinums, and not just platinum, but real platinums with a lifestyle that glorifies God. Even as an advisor, have a platinum mindset. And as a platinum, as a leader, we have the ability to want to be the servant leader like Jesus to always help others. And we're blessed to have leaders like that in our organization. Well, when we embrace the Word and we climb over coping, what does that look like? Well, it means that you quit saying things like, I'm just getting by, or quit saying, well, I'm just holding on. No. This is where we take on Mark 11, and I'm going to give you scripture because I want you to wrestle with the Word this morning, but make sure the Word wins. We're going past just coping, and we're seeing ourselves as conquerors. See, Mark, toward the end of that verse, 22nd, 23rd chapter, and it tells you to speak to your mountain. Don't cope with your mountain. Don't get mountain climbing equipment. Stop deciding that I got to climb this mountain. I just got to deal with it. Oh, it's hard. Oh, it's hell, but I'm going to hold on. No, that ain't the three H's you want. See, you want your helper, the paraclete, to use his words and speak to that mountain and demand, believe in your heart, and demand the mountain to move. What do you mean, Dr. B? I'm going to break it down to the least common denominator. Y'all know my background is math. The LCD of this is you get the Word of God and you decide, I'm not just going to cope with this foolishness in my life, this crazy relationship. I'm going to speak to this mountain and decree and declare over their lives that this situation is going to change, this person is going to change, this boss is not going to make my day a living hell each and every day. The devil is a lie. I'm not going to just cope because I just got to have a job. No. See, get the mindset correct. You are a conqueror. So everything that's not like God's got to get up out of there. So what are you saying, Dr. V? Well, what I'm saying is, see, some of y'all need to just get to work a little early. Uh-huh. And see, I know this works because we've worked it in my life too many times. You know, get that little Holy Ghost oil and walk through that office, walk through that place, decreeing and declaring the atmosphere will align up with the Word of God. Every spirit that's not like you, Daddy God, it's got to go in the name of Jesus. I call out spirits of insecurity, of inconsistency. Someone's on the moderator line, you need a star six. I call out everything and anything that's not like you, Daddy God. It's got to go now in the name of Jesus. See, you do what you got to make sure that atmosphere is going to line up. And it may take a minute, but I assure you it's going to change. If you don't quit, if you persist and pursue the Word of God, it's got to line up. Stop just coping. See yourself as a conqueror. The Word tells you that you're a conqueror in Romans 8. And so we're going to act like conquerors. That's the first thing. Well, what else do I need to do? What else do I need to do? I'm writing down my scriptures. I'm going to speak to my mountain. Then secondly, you're going to pray for the character of Christ, that Galatians 5, the 9 fruit of the Spirit. See, so many of us want to run over to 1 Corinthians 12, and we want the 9 gifts of the Spirit. We want to flow and speak in tongues, and we want the gift of faith and the gift of healing. But if your character is jacked up, you won't be able to handle what God blesses you with. God say, amen or oh me. So we're going to ask God to give me the agape love, that first fruit. Help me, God, get some peace, that shalom peace, that in the midst of my storm, I'll have the eyes of faith and see the situation like you see it. And then I'm going to ask for the joy. See, I'm going to notify my face. Uh-huh. I'm going to smile and be pleasant, because you told me in Nehemiah 8 in that 10th verse, you said when Nehemiah was having to rebuild the wall, when Nehemiah had holy haters coming by telling him what couldn't be done, what will never work, you said the joy of the Lord is my strength. Until the battle's over, you got to choose to shout now. Oh, I'm not going to just cope. I'm going to see myself as the conqueror that I am. Oh, it's going to change. Why? Because I'm here and the Spirit of the Lord is in me. See, you're going to not get arrogant. You're going to get anointed and boldly defy the devil. See, I hear myself saying sometimes, devil, you have absolutely lost your slap that mind, because I know you did not come at me with this. Why? Because then I remind him of Proverbs 6:31. What is Proverbs 6:31 says? That should be in your arsenal every day. See, when the devil has selective amnesia, when he didn't take his memory, let me help him. See, Proverbs 6:31 says, when the thief is found, oh, devil, see, that little insecurity has been exposed. When the thief is found, when that lie has been exposed, when the thief is found, when they're just not doing what they say they're going to do, when the thief is found, Satan, you got to give it back sevenfold. So I remind him, no, you don't have to just give me back from where we started. You got to not just give me back double fold. You don't even get by with a quadruple. No, devil, you got to give me back sevenfold. See, so I remind the devil, come over here acting crazy. If you want to, I know who I am. I'm not going to cope. I'm going to conquer. And I'm going to have a sevenfold return. So no. Don't just stop with the triple fold. You still owe me a couple of more folds, because that's what God's word. I'm not going to just cope. I'm going to conquer. I'm going to speak to my mountains. I'm going to get the character to know God and to be the light in dark places, to be the minister in the marketplace. And that last C in my last minute is I'm going to be consistent. That's not a cuss word. In my daily Bible study, in my prayer life, in my being your light. Even as artist distributors, I'm going to be consistent to do the work, to work, to work, then work my plan. See, then I'm not just having the cope. I'm going to see conquering go on. We've been told so many times, winners never quit and quitters never win. What that says in the Word of God, even in the story of Elisha, telling him when he said, I'm going to see rain again. And I said, it's just, I don't see anything. Go back again. I don't see anything. He sent him back. He sent him back. And he said, okay, I see a cloud that looks like a small hand. He had to keep speaking to it. What did Daniel do? Daniel prayed and prayed and prayed, but eventually, we know the story, 21 days, the breakthrough, because the prince of Persia, you know, some territory, the devil just ain't going to give it up because he's had it and enjoyed it too long. And see, you can't quit praying. You can't quit believing. This is going to set somebody free today. You're going to keep on keeping on. I've been stuck in supervisor for 2 years. Oh, baby, got to rip your chest. See that S on your saint? You, chest, you a super saint. Just be consistent. Keep doing what you know to do. And your conquering day will day, today, today. Don't stop at just being able to cope. Decree over your own self that you're a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Amen.
Can you hear me? I can hear you now.
I tell you, what a word, what a word, what a word. Amen, amen, and amen. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just thank you for another day. We just thank you for this opportunity that we have had to assemble together and elevate and praise your name, Lord. We are just so thankful because we have another opportunity to do it the way you want us to, Lord. We just thank you for blessing over the Rivers family as they said hello and celebrated the life of Marilyn Rivers yesterday, Lord. We just thank you for the strength and endurance that you gave to the Rivers family and their friends, Lord. We thank you for letting them know and reminding them that joy will come in the morning. And we just thank you right now for watching over our family members out there in Illinois and other states that was hit by destruction, God. We just thank you for comforting those and blessing them and watching over them and keeping them safe, Father. We know that possessions can be replaced, Lord, but we just thank you for the precious lives that you watched over, God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that Aaron is finishing boot camp this week, Lord, and his call has been answered, Lord. We just thank you right now for keeping him safe and that you will continue to keep him safe as he serves this country, God. And we just thank you so much for watching over Charbonne and the dance ministry and letting them move the way that you wanted them to move so that the people can be blessed, Lord. We thank you right now for continuing to watch over Joni, God, as she evangelizes throughout the hospitals and the streets, Lord, in Florida. We just thank you, Lord, for her being so steadfast and dedicated to your word, Lord. And we just thank you right now that you've watched over Crystal and her child and continue to bless them. We thank you for Ronnie. We thank you for Miss Josie continuing to protect them and give them strength and to give them comfort, Lord. We thank you for Tori Nicole Smith and her son Bryce, Lord, and to continue to watch over them and to run your DNA through them and keep them well. And we just thank you right now that Janae, although she lost her mother last week, that she is all right and you will bless her. And we thank you for the Cool family. And Father, continue to watch over those attending Reach Academy, the Church Universal, educators, students, and school as a whole, and watch over Artists International and the TMC Paul. And it's in Jesus' precious name that we ask that you continue to watch over Dr. Vanessa. Refill her, Lord, with an abundance, Lord. And we just ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, what a wonderful time in the Lord that we had today. Jump on over to the MMC call because it will be the Ambassador's Call where we take time for motivation to continue to celebrate the Lord. And we also ask that you go to your back office and go ahead and sign up for the Kings of Artists, Lord. And we just thank you so much. And we also ask that you please watch over Nicola, Lord, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as she travels throughout the country, not only spreading the good news of the gospel, but letting people know about Artists International as a whole. Beloved, go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and knowing that God is because he says that he is. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, can you please come back for our benediction?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right. The devil is alive with this board. We are victorious in Jesus. Father, I thank you, and I pray that this word bless those today, that they were able to hear and receive and decide, I'm not going to cope anymore, and speak that they are conquerors in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you for your grace and your mercy that has been fresh on our new and our minds today. Refresh us, restore us, revive us as we go out today. We are your ministers in the marketplace with a message that you are Lord in our hearts as we leave this call, but absolutely, Daddy God, never leaving your presence. Go with us, protect us, provide for us, lead us into places of success, lead us into places of being a witness, a worshiper, and a warrior for you. And we will, with everything we do and say, give you the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. See you on the ambassador's call for many, and others just will look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye.